Relics of General Chassé, A Tale of Antwerp by Anthony Trollope. Belgium is now one of the European kingdoms, living by its own laws, resting on its own bottom, with a king and court, palaces and parliament of its own, is known to all the world. And a very nice little kingdom it is, full of old towns, fine Flemish pictures, and interesting Gothic churches. But in the memory of very many of us who do not think ourselves old men, Belgium, as it is now called, in those days it used to be Flanders and Brabant, was a part of Holland, and it obtained its own independence by a revolution. In that revolution, the most important military step was the Siege of Antwerp, which was defended on the part of the Dutch by General Chassé with the utmost gallantry, but nevertheless ineffectually. After the siege, Antwerp became quite a showplace, and among the visitors who flocked there to talk of the gallant general and to see what remained of the great effort which he had made to defend the place were two Englishmen. One was the hero of this little history, and the other was a young man of considerably less weight in the world. The less I say of the latter, the better. But it is necessary that I should give some description of the former. The Reverend Augustus Horn was, by the time of my narrative, a beneficed clergyman of the Church of England. The profession which he had graced sat easily on him. Its external marks and signs were as pleasing to his friends as were its internal comforts to himself. He was a man of much quiet mirth, full of polished wit, and on some rare occasions he could descend to the more noisy hilarity of a joke. Loved by his friends, he loved all the world. He had known no care and seen no sorrow. Always intended for holy orders, he had entered them without a scruple, and remained within their pale without a regret. At 24 he had been a deacon, at 27 a priest, at 30 a rector, and at 35 a prebendary. And as his rectory was rich, and his prebendal stall well paid, the Reverend Augustus Horn was called by all, and called himself, a happy man. His stature was about 6 feet 2, and his corpulence exceeded even those bounds which symmetry would have preferred as being most perfectly compatible, even with such a height. But nevertheless, Mr. Horn was a well-made man. His hands and feet were small, his face was handsome, frank, and full of expression. His bright eyes twinkled with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?